The stock market takes a whack at Walmart.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm David Brancaccio. Walmart is promising to get to the bottom of a reported bribery scandal. The allegations appeared in the New York Times over the weekend. The report found that Walmart's key Mexican subsidiary paid tens of millions of dollars in bribes and that Walmart's top executives in the U.S. knew about the illegal practices for years. Walmart stock is currently down 4.9%. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Times says Walmart paid out more than $24 million in bribes. According to the report, the money went to local officials in Mexico. Months or even days after the alleged payments, zoning permits for new stores appeared, and bureaucratic barriers melted away. Walmart didn't tell the Justice Department about the reported bribes until after being contacted by the Times. Mike Kaler teaches business law at Butler University. He's an expert on the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which makes it illegal for U.S. companies to bribe foreign officials. Kaler says federal investigators could use that law to expand their probe.
They will be curious as to whether the conduct was isolated or whether this is how Walmart obtained foreign licenses and permits all over the world.
Kaler says Walmart will now have to spend millions of dollars more on its own bribery investigation, which could take years. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Not much suspense tomorrow in the New York presidential primary. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is on track for the GOP, and President Obama is supposed to clinch the number of delegates needed for his nomination tomorrow. As part of the Real Economy, our coverage of what matters in this election, let's look at two zip codes here in Manhattan. They're separated by Central Park, and according to the latest campaign fundraising reports, they've donated the most money of any two neighborhoods in the country to opposite candidates. From New York, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Jeff Gorrell is a real estate executive who's been on the Upper West Side for more than 20 years now.
You've got the park and you've got shopping on Columbus, Amsterdam, Broadway. It's near Zabar's. A terrific place to live.
Gorrell is a millionaire who could live anywhere in Manhattan. And he's picked the El Dorado on Central Park West.
You know, you can go to any restaurant without getting dressed up, which is important for me because I like to be casual. If you live on the East Side, you have to put a jacket and tie on to go to a restaurant.
Breakfast is at the Popover Cafe just six blocks away. Gorrell orders a couple of fried eggs, a glass of apple juice, and he tells me the Upper West Side is a comfortable place for Democrats like him. And the stats back that up. So far, Gorrell and his neighbors in zip code 10024 have donated more than $500,000 to President Obama's re-election campaign. That's more than any other zip code in the U.S.
People have to get elected, and it costs money to run TV commercials, and that's the system.
And New York City is an important part of that system. Campaigns mine the corporate sector for cash. Another day, another diner, another donor. I'm at Nectar Restaurant on the Upper East Side, on Madison Avenue, with Andy Busser. He's an investor with an apartment in zip code 10021. It's about a mile away from Jeff Gorrell's place, as the pigeon flies. And it's a part of Manhattan that's home to a lot of
lawyers. it's a lot of people in financial services, I think.
Busser and his neighbors have given more than $500,000 to Mitt Romney's campaign.
But there's a lot of money in this zip code. It is a wealthy zip code.
With a lot of well-heeled executives who have backed the presumptive Republican nominee.
It doesn't surprise me that there are more Romney supporters here than perhaps on the Upper West Side.
Both candidates are counting on more donations from these two neighborhoods. So this war for campaign contributions being waged on opposite sides of Central Park's Great Lawn has just begun. In New York, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average followed Europe's lead and is down quite sharply this morning. It's currently down the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 142 points, 1.1%. The NASDAQ Composite down also about 1.4%. Bad day for the S&P 500, a current fall of 1.1%. Stock in the cereal maker Kellogg is down about 5.3% as we speak. Today the company cut its profit forecast, blaming in part lower sales in beleaguered Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, offering patented protection for the online reputations of professionals and businesses, now including reputation assessments. Learn more at Reputation.com. Marketplace's coverage of wealth and poverty issues is supported by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. More at fordfoundation.org.
Hasbro, the toy and game maker, reports profits today. Can executives there deliver on their promise to reverse a 10% slump in the company's worldwide game and puzzle sales? As our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, when you're losing the game, you can always try changing the rules.
Hasbro executives hope to breathe new life into their most popular brands with a fresh take, for example, on playing Monopoly. The company's marketing chief, John Frascati, talked about it at a recent Toy Fair presentation.
Our consumer research told us that people want to play Monopoly faster. So this year we're introducing Monopoly Millionaire, where the first person to accumulate $1 million wins the game.
It's a focus on a new set of three R's: reimagine, reinvent, reignite. A new version of the company's game of life lets players use an iPad's touchscreen as a high-tech spinner and then watch a video to see the results of their life decision.
We're introducing several new gaming innovations this year that'll feature this convergence of analog and digital play. And clearly, these are not your typical board game.
While Hasbro's board game business has lagged, it reports selling more than 13 million digital games last year for play on the iPhone and iPad. It's also banking on the sale of rights to movies based on popular board games like Battleship, which is already top box office charts in Europe and is due for U.S. release next month. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, there were obituaries last week for a restaurant that was once the spot in San Francisco to get verbally abused by a waiter. But now there's a small chance it may not close after all. Sam Wo in that city's Chinatown used to be the stomping ground of Edsel Ford Fung, a waiter who raised rudeness to an art form. No English language menu or fork for you, pal, were the least of it. But there are now reports the restaurant's owner is going to the public health department tomorrow to appeal various infractions. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the owners are still expressing doubt they have the money to get the place up to spec. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
New York, New York, where the cultural often means the political and economic as well.
Some of the movements that we've had in the past, civil rights movement, women's movement, movements around gender and sexuality, these are things that happen inside and outside of the realm of politics. That hasn't happened yet in healthcare.
I'm Kai Rizdal, live from New York. That's us. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.